Christ is among us. Today we continue to celebrate the feast of our Lord's ascension into heaven. We know from the scripture that 40 days after he rose from the dead, he was taken up into heaven in the sight of his disciples and in the presence of angels. And as we heard at the Ambon prayer now, in the scripture, the angels tell the apostles, as you have seen him ascend, so shall he return. He shall come from the heavens on the clouds. And we read this in St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, that we read at every funeral service, that the Lord will come again at the sound of command and the archangel's voice upon the clouds, and he will return unto the earth. And one of the key scriptural passages, not only to the celebration of Pascha, but also the celebration of our Lord's ascension, is from Psalm 23. And we heard a portion of it at Vespers last evening. Psalm 23, the portion that we quote, says, "Be lifted up, you everlasting gates, and be lifted up, you princes, so that the King of glory may enter in." And then there's a question. Who is this King of glory? And the answer comes, the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. If you go back to our celebration on Pascha night, we conducted that very dialogue from Psalm 23, which is ancient, which dates to the first century of the church in celebrating Pascha. And in ascension of our Lord, it is seen as a dialogue among the angels. A dialogue among the angels as they see Christ Jesus coming to heaven. Why would there be this dialogue? It is because when God came to earth, the Son of God was the invisible God, a spirit. And he took flesh from the womb of the ever-virgin. He became man. He became a human being, one of us, clothing his divinity in our humanity. And so when he returns to heaven in the ascension, the angels ask, "Who is this? For God descended from heaven invisible, and now he comes in flesh and blood and bone. Who is this King of glory?" And one answers to the other, "The Lord of hosts," which we sing in the liturgy, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord of Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory." For the angels do not recognize him coming to heaven again in his human form, in his human nature, united to his divine nature in a perfect union, without confusion. The divine person of the Son of God united to human nature to himself, to raise us up with himself, not only in the resurrection, but in the ascension. Because now at the throne of God sits the Son of God, clothed in our human nature. Our human nature, which he bore, which still bears the marks of suffering, the holes in his hands, in his feet, the gash in his side. Out of love for us, he accepted all these, and now he sits in the high place at the right hand of the Father, our human nature already glorified in heaven. Because this is a foretaste for us that we who believe, who come here to worship God, and not only to worship but to receive him, in his body and blood, in the appearance of bread and wine, ordained to enter into heaven. For when we come here into the Holy Church at the Holy Liturgy, we are between the two comings of the Lord. His first coming, when he took flesh of the Virgin and was born for us, and his second coming, because he will come again. His glorified human flesh united forever to his divine nature, coming again to the earth to render judgment to everyone according to their deeds, to raise up in the resurrection those who have lived in him to the resurrection of life, and those who have not to the resurrection of judgment. And these icons on the icon screen, in a way, give us a visual understanding of our being between these two comings of the Lord. For there he is with his mother, born into the world, his first coming. And here he sits as teacher, but also as judge, as the one who will come to judge the world when he comes again. But as our Lord ascended into heaven, he revealed to his disciples that he would not leave them orphans. He would not leave them alone. That he would send upon them the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate next Sunday on Pentecost. And it is because of the Holy Spirit that we can proceed from beyond this in-between the two comings of the Lord, his being born and his coming again in glory, that we come here by the power of the Spirit, and God bends the heavens down to us. He bends heaven to us. We rise up to him. He sits enthroned in the holy icon. That is an image of Christ enthroned in heaven. For when we serve the liturgy, we leave earth. We enter heaven. We enter life with the saints and the angels who are ever glorifying God in his glory. That this one day a week, we take maybe an hour and a half to do what the angels and the saints are doing continuously, forever. If we want to be with them forever at the throne of God, then we must be here in this temple to worship him. Because nowhere else on this earth will we experience the kingdom of heaven as we experience it here in the church at the Holy Liturgy. Because again, it is here where God bends the heavens down. We leave time. There are no clocks here. We are in God's presence, having received him in his body and blood. And we will go out of these doors into the world, awaiting our return here to his heavenly kingdom next Sunday and the Sunday after that. Because it is only by coming here into his kingdom in the Holy Liturgy, by receiving him in his body and blood, that our daily prayers really mean anything. As one of the sainted elders said, if we pray at home but do not come to the liturgy, then our prayers are nothing. If we come to the liturgy and do not pray when we leave the church, our reception of God means nothing. We must combine the two. Our prayer as we leave this temple, the prayer we offer now and we have offered, having fed off of the body and blood of Christ, by him being brought up to heaven. And now we must come back to earth and go and live the joy of heaven that we have received now, to let his light and His life so shine among us that others may see and give glory to our Father who is in heaven with His Son and the Holy Spirit to ages of ages.